PCS Executive Majority Cancels Union Democracy. Dave Simple, PCS Union National Executive Committee, personal capacity. At its meeting on the 8th of July, the controlling majority of the Public and Commercial Services Union, PCS, National Executive Committee rejected moves to resume this year's union elections. The proposal from the Broad Left Network, the left group in PCS supported by Socialist Party members, would have restarted the elections in August. PCS holds elections annually for president, vice presidents and National Executive Committee. But arrangements for the 2020 elections were suspended partway through March this year. The elections, which are by postal ballot, could have gone ahead at that time. Socialist Party members argued in favor of this, and suggested extending the ballot period by a month, to allow for postal delays during the pandemic. The decision to suspend the elections was taken by the Left Unity, Socialist View / SWP, majority bloc on the executive, which argued it was impractical to hold ballots during the pandemic, but said it would keep the situation under review. Astonishingly, Left Unity's justification for now entirely cancelling the elections ranged from "there are many different ways of engaging with members other than elections to members, are not knocking at our door demanding elections." The executive's decision to keep itself in office without elections is as shameful as it is unsurprising. Its failure on the 2020 pay campaign, the refusal to lead a collective response to the health and safety threats faced by members during the COVID pandemic, and the continued drop in union membership, is a record not easy to defend. Why would it want elections? At the same executive meeting, the Left Unity majority rejected a Broad Left Network amendment to a trade union Congress motion to defend jobs and communities by taking into public ownership companies that threaten mass redundancies and closures. Rejecting such a basic worker's demand exposes the hollowness of any claim they might have to be a left campaigning organization. Join the Broad Left Network and fight for a leadership that will lead